The strong winds that took down trees and power lines over the weekend didn't stop there. They also contributed to a big fish kill in the Hood Canal. The winds stirred low oxygen water up from the deeper parts of Hood Canal and drove thousands of fish and crabs into the shallows, gasping for air. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports for EarthFix.
Seth Book is a biologist for the Skokomish tribe on Hood Canal who's been monitoring the fish kill. He described wolf eels panting for air like dogs.
You'll see it opening its mouth and trying to force water through its gills, and divers are basically able to get right up close to them. And usually these wolf eels are pretty, shy, and they'll stay in their holes.
Hood Canal is kind of like a bathtub. It doesn't get great circulation or inflow from Puget Sound. Low oxygen salt water that does come in tends to sink. The heavy winds this past weekend acted like a high-powered blender in the bathtub and forced that low-oxygen water towards the surface abruptly. Hood Canal has seen fish kills in the past, but oxygen levels this year were lower than ever before recorded. Scientists believe warm water in the Pacific and big algae blooms this summer contributed to the low oxygen levels. Jen Newton is an oceanographer at the University of Washington who's been closely monitoring Hood Canal for years.
You know, if this whole dynamic repeats itself again with the winds that are continuing, we could see some more mortality. Hopefully not. Hopefully we'll dodge another bullet.
Winds in the coming days are expected to be milder. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.